Organize Me Radio, Episode 20, Organizing with a Team. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. Today's guest is Mackenzie Scott, a certified professional organizer for Mission to Organize in Chicago. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Naima. I'm so excited.
All right, Mackenzie. So you have to tell me, how did you get your start in the organizing industry?
I remember Googling professional organizer, like at some point in high school, and I lived in Indianapolis and I Googled it and, you know, nothing came up. Like there were no organizers in my area. And so I was like, oh, okay. Like somebody told me this might be a thing, but I don't really see anything. And I guess I didn't dig deep enough because I didn't find anything outside of that. And we were definitely out there. And then in college, I went to college in Missouri and I did another Google, and I think I saw a few, but I didn't immediately see, like, you know, I was looking for somebody to say, sign up here to be an intern or this or that. You know, I didn't see anything. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll, you know, keep continuing on with my major. I was majoring in journalism at the time and with an emphasis in advertising and marketing. And so I ended up graduating and was going to go into advertising, and I moved to Chicago for an internship, and I was sitting at my internship like a month in right after school, and I Googled again. I said, okay, let me try this Google one more time. I'm in the big city now, like maybe there's something going on. And I Googled it, and then all these organizers popped up. So at this point, this is 2015, and all these organizers popped up, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, look at all this. And I saw Mission to Organize, and I was like, ooh, look at their fun YouTube page, and these two women, and like, this is so cool. And I like scrolled to the bottom of their page and saw they had an internship, and I applied, and the rest is history. I ended up getting, like, you know, a salaried job, like after my internship, in something else, like not even in advertising, and started interning with Mission to Organize, and then just up and quit my job one day in October of 2016 or 2015. I can't remember, it's a blur now, but you know, I was fresh out, and I just was like, this is it, this is what I want to do, and I don't know how it works, but I love these two women. These women are awesome, and I love what I've gotten to experience with them out on the job, and whatever I gotta do, this is what it is. So that was how I got started, right out of college, pretty much. This is my first career.
It's so funny how you said when you initially looked up organizing and you didn't find much, because I feel like that's the story with a lot of people, right?
You know?
It's like, I started looking it up in 2011 and I started doing more research in 2012. And even so, when I was doing it, there still wasn't a whole lot of information about organizing and people. But I reached out to someone too who mentored me, and then I started my own business.
Yeah.
But your situation is unique because, like you said, Mission to Organize, it's two women who own it, and you are part of a team. So how does that work for you? What is your process like?
Well, we come in our teams of two or more. We come in, people give us a tour, and we're just results oriented and action oriented, and we just get right to work. And I love that. I love the team atmosphere. I've never worked by myself. As an organizer, there have been a few, at least not consistently, there have been a few subcontracting projects that I've, you know, gone out and worked for the organizers by myself. And it's always so strange to me. I'm like, oh, where's my main teammate's name is Anna. I was like, I need Anna. Where's Anna? Like, who's going to pass me the thing? And like, who's going to brainstorm with me? And, you know, it's such an awesome environment. And I love the way we work. And I love that we, I don't know, I love that team atmosphere, and it's so productive and fun. And they do, I don't know, we, you know, I think you attract who you, what you put out there. Mm-hmm. And so not only do I love my teammates and everybody on Team M2O, I love all my clients. There are very few moments where I have a client that I'm not like, oh, so-and-so is so cool, and we get along so well, and, you know, so I love being a part of our team.
Okay, so you answered my next question of not having good. To work by yourself. Do you have a specialty?
So I, when I first got started and growing up, I always loved organizing my school supplies and organizing my school life and, you know, color coding my folder with my binder for the class and all the way down to the pencil. That's something one of the business owners that I have in Comfortable, Shay, always tells the story about how her pen used to match her outfit in school. So I love organizing school stuff. That's not something that happens often that comes up but something I'd like to focus on at some point, like helping kids be prepared and have a system. And it can be fun to match all those things and helps kind of create that structure to keep things in order. But what I've really gotten into lately is kitchens and like kitchen zones. I've been working in a lot of bigger suburban pantries where there's space to like kind of be a little bit extra, but in a way that's really productive for families especially. So when I say that, I mean like putting the actual waffle iron next to the waffle mix and pancake mix, because there's space and there's this whole big deep drawer, and I like put the waffle iron there and I give the client the tour and they're like, oh my gosh, look, she put the waffle maker next to the waffle mix and the, you know, like, I don't know, but putting like all those gadgets and appliances that they don't want to get rid of because they're like, oh man, well, we love making XYZ. And I'm like, well, don't put it at the top of the cabinet up there. You're never going to see it. And right. You know, the kids are never going to see it and it's never going to be prompted. And we live in a busy world. So if you really have a thing that you want to do, make space for it, make convenient space for it so that you can make time for it so that you can actually do it. So that kind of principle and helping people do that all across the board in their life with whatever they're passionate about. So, you know, if somebody's really passionate about a specific craft, I love setting up that workspace and like making space for that project and putting all the items there that they need. So that there's hope that people might actually do the things that they're passionate about and do the things they want to do. That's something that I feel so grateful for, to be getting paid every day to do the thing that I love. So it's kind of my mini mission to help people have the space to have the space and make the time to do the things that they're passionate about, and getting them organized so that they can do the things that they want to do. So that's kind of my specialty that I try to focus on lately that I feel like is really powerful. And people need to make time for themselves, you know?
Yeah. And I love how you talked about creating zones, because it's something so simple, but it's something people just don't think about, you know?
Right.
And so just, you know, thinking of things in a different way. And then they're like, oh, you're right. I can store the waffle iron near the waffle mix.
Yeah. You know? Why not? Why not? If you got space.
Right.
Gotta be creative in some other ways if we don't have space. But yeah, that concept is really exciting and really powerful.
Yeah. So with working on a team, have you ever had any issues where perhaps you have a difference of opinion? I can only imagine. I get along pretty good with people. I'm the fifth of eight kids, so I kind of had no choice.
Oh my gosh.
So I work well with people, but do you ever have a difference of opinion with the other organizer that you typically work with? If so, how do you compromise?
Well, one thing that helps a lot, which I really appreciate, is there's kind of already a level of being on the same page to an extent, because we have such a great internship program, and at least for now, everybody that's been on our team is somebody that's new to organizing and really passionate about it, and has that raw skill and raw talent, but doesn't already have like their way of doing something. So, you know, I was trained by the co-founders. Our other two employees are being trained by me and the co-founders. And, you know, there's already that sense of like, hey, we've been, you know, back and forth going together, trying to figure out what we think the best way to do this thing is, or, you know, the best couple of ways, because every client is different. People need different solutions. But, you know, there's so this kind of the M2O way, and everybody's like trained on the M2O way, and the M2O way evolves. So to your question, inherently there's a lot of, oh, this is the way we do it. We've already kind of tested it in the field, and this is the way we do it. But then there's definitely those moments where, you know, Anne and I will have like funny conversations. We have this conversation all the time about like, you know, this way or this way, like it's the same fold, but you sit it this way or that way or whatever. And so whenever we have these like little tits and tats, it's always great because we'll like, we'll, you know, give each other our argument or a point like, okay, well, I think it should be this way because X, Y, Z. And so we both give our sides. And if we still can't come to a resolution, it's like kind of a fun thing that we'll bring up during the team meeting and be like, all right, Anna and I are having a doubt about X, Y, Z. What do you guys think? And we kind of, you know, source this team and everybody kind of comes to a conclusion about what we think the way will be. But honestly, it really doesn't come up that much. And what comes up a lot is just, you know, hey, I'm having this problem with this corner or this thing. What do you think? And, you know, and we'll share ideas and figure out the best solution. So it's just, I can't imagine not being on the job without somebody else's opinion that I trust. And it's like, we're like-minded enough where we can quickly figure it out, but different enough where we have so many different opinions and problem-solving tactics to like put in place. So yeah, that's kind of how we problem solve, because of course we don't agree all the time, but it's really fun to hash it out and usually come up with an even better solution because of it. So that's exciting.
I think, okay, so I'd have to agree with you with working with other people, because for the most part, I work alone. Mm-hmm. But when I'm working with someone else, it's just so much better because it's like, I'm not having to be the one who has to think about everything all the time, right? You know, and try to figure right. out, should this go here? Should this go there? Should I, like you right. said, should I fold it this way or that way? Should I line right. it up? Like this or that? Should I go in alphabetical order? Should I go in rainbow right. order? Should I go light to dark, you know?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many options.
So, okay, you have to tell me, how did you get the nickname Mac Attack?
I have no idea. I feel like, I mean, I think first of all, I've always said that my name is one of the most nicknameable names out there. I've had, just through my life, I've had this and that, and there's just so many, Kenzie, Mac, Mackie, there's just so many ways that you can shorten it. I love that everybody on the team calls me Mac Attack and that it pops up a lot. It definitely started, at least in this instance in my life, people have done it before, but the co-founders definitely started calling me Mac Attack early on when they were training me. And, you know, I think it always really warms my heart, because to me that says a lot of things about my personality. And I love that they quickly wanted to nickname me and felt that energy and put that out there, and that, you know, it sticks. So that's really cool. And I have no idea, you know, what spurs people really to get there, but it always feels really genuine when I get a nickname, and that one definitely is stuck.
I love that. So in addition to organizing for M2O, you also produce content. Tell us about the content that you produce. What type of educational content do you produce?
Well, I am so lucky. I was a total speech team nerd in high school. So if people don't know what speech team is, it's basically, it's kind of like debate, but you go and you like give talks and you memorize speeches and you write speeches. So I did a little bit of both. And that was my sport. You know, and that was my favorite thing from high school. So that was one of the things that really drew me to M2. I was like, oh my gosh, they make videos. And I wasn't even immediately thinking like, I want to be in the videos. But they so quickly were like, you should be in the videos. And so I helped produce videos for Mission Organized. And it is so much fun to be able to reach more people, not just by speaking in person, especially the way that our world works right now. So every month we have a topic of the month at M2O, and our video always follows that topic. So we come up with all kinds of different things, and it's fun as the years go by as we like try to get even more creative, because at this point, you know, we've done how to pack a moving box and like how to fold and store your clothes. So now we're down to like, you know, all of these really specific things. I'm excited to do a video next month on how to organize your Christmas tree. And you didn't hear me say how to organize your Christmas supplies. I'm talking how to organize your Christmas tree. So like, it's so much fun on these like specific things, but it's so helpful to be able to put out that kind of specific content for people. So I love helping to write the scripts and then also to shoot and be in the video. So that is what I've been doing for Team M2O, and it's really fun.
So I watched one of your videos. It was about your vintage Disney mugs.
Oh my gosh.
I love the video. Like, I couldn't stop watching. Like, I'm just watching and smiling and it's just like making me happy. Do you have a favorite video? I know that was my favorite. Do you have a favorite of the videos that you've done?
I do like that one a lot because I do love my collection of Disney mugs. And I believe that was my first video. So that was like so much pressure.
Like,
oh my God.
You did so good.
Letting me do the video.
Like, I loved it. I loved it so much. It was like, it was just so professional. I was like, this is great.
It's so sweet. Like, that one was really fun. I'll have to say, I think my favorite is the one about, I did the one about food storage containers because I'm a little bit of a nerd about like food storage organization products. I was so excited. I was talking about it for months when we planned it. So that's gotta be it.
So then, speaking of storage containers, what are some of your favorite organizing products?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I have my list. I always have my list that I tell people when they ask this question, because it's really real. And I should be a spokesperson for these products. So food storage, there is a mug by Contigo. I'm surprised I don't have it right here. And it's called the Contigo Auto Seal West Loop, like that specific one. I've bought everybody on Team M2O this mug. It is the best travel mug. It like keeps stuff hot for 8 zillion hours and doesn't spill. And I love it. It's like, I recommend it to everybody. So I love that thing. As far as like kind of general baskets go, I love the fine, they're called, if you go to the container store, they're called fine bins. And they're these clear, clear containers there, and they have two different kinds of handle on each side. So you can like flip them and they have inserts that come out. Mm-hmm. And they're just very rectangular and, you know, you don't lose any space. I love, 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 love those. And they're like pretty affordable. So I get those for practically every client that needs baskets. I just tell them to, and they're great for like any space and they stack. So those are excellent. And then what are my other favorite things? Oh, there is a product called the Spice Stack that is sold, I think, on Amazon and the Container Store. And it's like a spice, it's like spice drawers, but it's like a little box and it has spice drawers and they pull out. And I think they recently came up with a newer model of it that I haven't tried, but I'm sure it's even better. And I love the old one. So I'm assuming that I'm now they could have made it worse. So I love that thing. And then what else? I think those are my main things that I get a little cuckoo about that I'll like talk to people about those for 8 zillion hours.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know. Products are my most, you know, my favorite thing to talk about because that's the fun part, you know, you have the decluttering and all that stuff. And then you get to the fun part where you get to store everything. And
exactly.
What is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer?
The first thing that comes to mind is becoming a CPO. That was really exciting. But I would say really for me, what is the most, my greatest achievement? I'm so happy to have found this as a first career. I know that is really, a privilege. And so just knowing that I was able to, I'm really proud of myself for being able to take a risk and to jump in with both feet. Because I've reaped so many rewards from that. I get to keep bettering myself in this craft my whole professional life. And that is really, really exciting. And there's so many benefits to, I also love conversely how people in this industry have done something before and how they apply that to being an organizer. And I think that's such a cool thing to perceive. But for me and myself, I'm just so happy that I get to do this my whole life, my whole adult life. And that is really, really exciting. And to know that I have so much time ahead of me to keep learning more and to keep experiencing just different parts of our social world. I'm on the board for the NAPO Chicago chapter. I haven't gotten to go to conference yet, but I'm really excited, and I'm in NABPO, and there's just so many different things to find and so many different people to talk to and to learn new things in our industry. And that's just been so exciting. Just when I think like, you know, I've figured everybody out, here comes NABPO, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys have been around. Like, how did I not find this in the search result? You know, so it's just, as soon as you think you've like kind of figured stuff out, there's still more. And I can't wait to have that moment for the next however many years. however long they'll let me do it. I got to keep stretching. I'm not stretching, girl. And everybody keeps telling me I got to stretch and not stretching. So I better do that so that I can, you know, have the longevity that I have emotionally to match up. But yeah, that is, I think, what I'm most proud of and most excited in. And that's kind of my mission statement, is I want to get to the point where I can help recruit more young people fresh out of college to just know that this industry exists and know that there are so many different ways to do it and to know that it is an option. Because had I known it was an option, I don't know how quick I would have been, you know, how quick I would have done it. But I'm really grateful for that.
I have to agree with you on, you know, the industry and, you know, knowing it was an option, because of course I did have a first career, a whole first career. And, but I think that you are such an inspiration for young people. Mm-hmm. Like you said, people in high school, people coming out of college, with this being a career that they can do, and it's growing, and sky's the limit because you can have any type of specialty that you want in this industry. So I definitely think you're an inspiration to a lot of young women, mm-hmm. or young men too, but especially women. And I would just, you know, love to see you do big things with you being like so young in the industry. And I believe that you definitely will achieve a lot of things because you're already a CPO, you know?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It helps to hear those encouraging words. And I owe so much of my success to our community and people telling me I can do it, and that, you know, that there's so much to be done. It's really exciting.
So tell everyone how they can find out more information about you.
Yeah, so you can, we have an awesome social media team at Team M2O, and we try to take really funny pictures of each other while we're working. So you can see funny, goofy pictures of me while I'm working on our Instagram at M2Organize, so with the number 2 in all these tags that I'm given. You can find us on Facebook at Mission2Organize, and obviously YouTube. You can find me on the Mission2Organize YouTube page. All of quarantine, I was the main video lady. So you can see a bunch of videos of me in the last few months. And find me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to chat with folks and connect. It's really exciting to be able to share what we do in our industry and to reach out and be of support to each other.
Well, Mackenzie, thank you so much for being on today. I really appreciate it. I learned a lot from you, and I hope other people listening have learned a lot as well.
Thank you so much. This is a blast. It's an honor to be on. I can't wait to talk to you soon.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next time for an all new episode. Thank you so much for joining me today, and make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. And remember, get organized, go further. You're listening to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson.